This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Turning now to election 2014. Specifically, the U.S. Senate seat that will open up as Democrat Carl Levin retires. Michigan Congressman Gary Peters announced last month he will run for the Democratic nomination. But there appeared to be some hesitation on the part of Republicans. That is, until this week, when former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land announced she will run as a Republican in that Senate race. Terry Lynn Land joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
So on top of two terms as Secretary of State, you are currently a Republican National Committee woman. What brings you into the race for Senate?
Well, as a former Secretary of State, as you mentioned, and serving locally as a county clerk, I've always thought about serving in the federal government, and to have that opportunity would truly be an honor to serve this great state of Michigan. And when Senator Levin announced his retirement and that he wasn't going to run, which we thank him for his service and appreciate the fact he's given some time for folks to make that decision about running for the United States Senate, I thought about it and talked to my family and my supporters and friends, and it's a big decision. But as you know, there are a lot of other capable candidates in our Republican congressional delegation, and I pretty much assumed that one of them would run. Well, as you know, they said no. With only one out there left, with Congressman Rogers, who's serving as the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the Congress. And so I talked to him multiple times, and finally I just said, you know, Congressman Rogers, I really would like to do this, and I'm going to run. And he wished me well. We had a good conversation and got in on Monday. Looking forward to serving this great state in the U.S. Senate.
Now, is there any sense that Congressman Rogers or perhaps Congressman Amash might say, you know what, yeah, I want to run too?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like I said, I had a great conversation. You know, that's something that they're going to have to make their own decision. I've made mine. I've looked at what best would work for me in this race. And to me, we have these wonderful, beautiful Michigan summer days as we have today. And then we have these tough, sometimes Michigan winters. And you really need the opportunity to get out in this state. This is a relationship state. People want to hear you. They want to talk to you. They want to shake your hand. And they want you to listen. And you need that time to do that. This is a big decision. This is someone that's going to serve in the U.S. Senate. It's a term that you're going to be there for a while. So people want to be able to make the right choice. And I think it's important as candidates to get that out there and listen.
So you feel kind of the two summers is needed to campaign for this seat.
Yeah, I've run before, as you know, twice statewide as a Secretary of State, and been to every nook and cranny from Bessemer up in the UP to Monroe down in Monroe County and Detroit and Grand Rapids and Alpena and everything in between. And it's a beautiful state, wonderful people, and I want to be out there and talk to them about our vision for Michigan and our country.
With that in mind, as you say that about the two summers, I spoke with Bobby Shostak, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, last week, kind of asked why a Republican had not jumped in at that point. You had not made your intentions known. And he said he thought it was fine if candidates waited until the fall to announce. Do you think there's a little bit of a disconnect there?
Well, you know, I've won twice statewide. And Again, back to the point about being a relationship state, and, you know, everyone else has to make their own decision and what they want to do and how they want to run their race. But obviously the Democratic establishment has made their decision and coalesced around one candidate for the Senate. So they feel it strongly that it's time to get out there and talk to the voters about what's going on in the federal government and what their skill set is to bring to that. And that's where I think I bring something. You know, I've been a manager of a $1 billion operation, the Secretary of State's office, thousands of employees, and I think right now with some of the issues that we've got with the IRS, with the Attorney General's office, we need somebody with that skill set of management and oversight. And, you know, I think transparency is an answer here. We put all of our finances online at the Department of State, what we spent, all the money that came in. We're very transparent. And these federal agencies now have gotten so huge that in order to have good oversight, you need to do that so folks know what's going on. And then you need to get out from behind those hearing desks. I appreciate the hearings that are going on, and those questions need to be asked of those department heads. But to give an example of what I've done is when I was county clerk, I actually went into a department of the state to find out what was going on. As county clerk, you do vital records, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those records are kept at the state, and a lot of our customers were telling me that they weren't getting them in a timely manner. So I took a state representative, Harold Voorhees, and he and I went and visited the director. Oh, and I could see when I got there that they really needed some modernization, some technology in order to make them more efficient. He went back to the legislature and got that done. And then I continued with that when I was Secretary of State and actually gave a grant to the community health in order to make their death records accessible online. So it's two things, and I think that's definitely something that I would bring to the U.S. Senate.
I'm speaking with former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, who has announced she will run as a Republican in the race for the Senate seat that's going to open up when Democrat Carl Levin retires. Now, I mentioned I spoke with Bobby Shostak a little about Michigan political history last week, and I want to ask you a question that I asked him at the same time. And that's this, that you can look at both of the Senate seats from our state. Carl Levin has had a lock on it since he beat Republican Robert Griffin in 1978. And for Senator Stabenow's seat, Spencer Abraham's single term that was 1995 to 2001 was the only win for the GOP since Charles Potter back in the 1950s. So what kind of chance do you think a GOP candidate legitimately has of winning the race to replace Carl Levin? What would it take?
Well, it's going to take a lot of work, and again, like I mentioned, it's going to take getting out there. And I think that just proves the point here, how important it is to get started and to start talking to folks about what's important for Michigan and for our country. And that's why we're getting started, and we're out there talking to folks. So, it's going to be a tough race. I don't think that's, something that we don't all understand. But it's an important race, and there's a lot of things that are going on in this economy right now. People want to know that there's going to be a job, and it's going to be a good job, that they can support their families. They want to know that the economy is going to be stable. They want to know that the federal government, like the state government here in Michigan, is going to balance their budget on time and be able to deliver the services that are needed for our folks here in our country. And that's really the important thing, and that's the number one issue. So we need to be out there talking to folks about that.
Well, winning this seat, as we know, any political race, but particularly something on the national level, it takes money. It takes a lot of money. Do you have the base and the name recognition and the fundraising prowess to raise the money that's going to be needed?
Definitely. And this is the issue of today. Times have changed a little bit. Yes, you need to raise the money here in Michigan that will help you get your message across. But on top of that, we now have a new dynamic in the fundraising area, and that's the super PACs. Mm-hmm. And this will be now about the third cycle that these folks have been through this, and everything from Liberty PACs on the libertarian side to MoveOn.org on the liberal side will be out there working and supporting candidates. So even whatever you raise locally in the state, you got to realize that they can come in with $10 million with an ad buy, and that changes the dynamics of the race. So there's a lot of other moving parts out there, so you have to just do your best, raise what you can raise here in Michigan in order to get your message across, but realize that you do now have those other entities of super PACs out there that can come on in.
That's Republican National Committee woman and former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, who announced this week she will run for the open Michigan Senate seat in 2014. And you can hear my conversation with Congressman Gary Peters. He announced he's running as a Democrat in that race. You can find it on the website, MichiganRadio.org.